لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Here we are not teachers or students, but we are all of us waiting to get some knowledge in order that to improve ourselves. We are not improving ourselves, taking advantage of others, but to improve our identity, to be a good identity. We have to choose between a good passport or a passport that's not valid. If you have a passport not valid, you cannot go anywhere. They will say, oh no, you cannot travel. Where do you want to go? Huh?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Go have your passport valid. So to validate your passport, you have to be cleared by all different agencies, right?
No.
Or else, no, you have a problem. If this is what happened to us in this normal life, that we need to be clean in order that we can carry a passport or an ID. If you have a criminal record, they say, no, 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 no way. We catch you now, you are a fugitive. Oh, good, you came by yourself. Happy to see you here. Before you get your passport, you have to go for what you call house arrest for some time. And then when you show us good behavior, then we let you free. Then at that time we put you under probation, check you. If this is going to happen to us here, what you think later, when we want to cross to a journey in our life, in this life, we're still speaking this life, to cross to a journey of finding the truth and finding reality. Now all of us, we are trying to find something, that's why we are coming, sitting with each other and talking to each other. It's not like a professor in a university give you a lesson and say, oh, this is the lesson, you go memorize it and come back, we test you. They don't need from you training, practice, experience. They want from you to make your research and say, this is good, this is bad, but they don't care if you are bad. Is that? They don't care. University, you are whatever you are. You might be drug addict and you go there to the university, you are studying. They are not interested. But this journey that you want to build up your self, to build up your enlightenment, ascension to higher level of truth, then you have to have a valid passport that can cross you to the other side of the ocean. Might find obstacles, might be in the ocean, your boat will be shaking, there's a lot of wind coming, a storm is coming. You might drown, you might sink. Then they come and save you. Then you continue. So it's not an easy choice. But if you want to choose it, it will give you a ticket to hereafter. And not only a ticket for hereafter to be clean, But it gives you in your life a ticket to be able to see and to hear what people cannot see, what people cannot hear. That's why masters, spiritual masters or gurus or scholars from any kind of religion, sometimes some of them, not all of them, very few of them, they will reach that kind of finding the truth, and they can hear what people cannot hear, and they see what people cannot see. So here is your ticket, is what? Is la ilaha illallah. To save you means there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means there is no creator except our Lord. And anyone else is not a creator, is a human being. So when you admit that is just your valid passport to say la ilaha illallah, then you want to go to that journey, you need visa on your passport. Now you acquire your passport, you have it because you said la ilaha illallah, there is no creator except God. But now every step you want to step, you have to get a stamp to let you in. First step to let you in, you have to accept everyone. You cannot say, I accept this, I don't accept that. No. Our Lord accepting everyone. If He is not accepting everyone, why He created everyone? He created them. He is responsible for them. We are dependent on Him. He takes care of us. That's why He sent messengers. That's why He sent prophets. That's why He sent good people to advise humanity, in order to be able to make sure that you are in good hands. He didn't create you and left you with nothing. No. He created you and sent you someone to be able to take responsibility for you in order to take you across that big ocean. When you say la ilaha illallah and you acquire the passport, you cannot claim it by tongue only. I say la ilaha illallah. No, you have to do it with action, as we were saying in the previous session. You have to act on it. You cannot say, oh my Lord, I believe in you. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in you. But you are there, I'm here. No, you cannot. You have to act. That you have to show your respect to what you believe. You have to show your responsibility toward your beliefs. You have to show that you love that the Creator, that He created you by obeying His orders. What are His orders? You have to obey. What He asks you to do, and you have to obey. If you don't obey, then what is the benefit of saying only, oh, I believe in you, but I'm not obeying? You obey? Try. We try. He said, obey me. Well, we are trying. We are weak servant, that we can do. He said, don't claim Don't claim that you say you are my creator, but prove it. How to prove it? By listening to what I have ordered you. Ati'u Allah. Obey Allah. How you listen to what he obey you means whatever good you do, whatever bad you leave. Very simple. Allah said in Holy Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسع. Allah will not burden anyone more than he can take or she can take. Whatever good you know it is good, you do. Might be what is good for you is more difficult than what is good for him. He doesn't know too much. Say, this is good for me. Like people of village, people of village, people of city. The people of village, they are simple. The people of city, they are tough. That's why it's better always to live in what? Village, to be simple. City, too much negative energy. People of city, they do, the people of village, they do too much because they are simple. They know this is good, they keep doing it. But people of city, it is the opposite of what we are thinking, because we think that people of village are so simple, there's no way to know anything. But it's better because their belief is stronger. Because what you need a ticket, you need a passport for the other life. That's why people of village, paradise will be full of people of village, more than people of city. People of city, they are being around them a lot of negative energy. They pollute them. They become far away from real life. They are with worldly life. They don't have any more in their hearts the simplicity and the innocence of a child. People of village, they have innocence of children. I was in Indonesia and we were going up to visit one of these very famous gurus, masters. We are crossing mountains. And you can see all these people, very simple tin houses. Tin, you believe tin? The whole house is tin. It's raised on some blocks or some wood. And then you go inside that home, it's burning. Hot. They are very hot. Might be inside hot, more hot than outside. You have in Pakistan like that? Yeah. Pakistan has everything. You see these people sitting there? They invite you, they don't let you to go out, they want you to eat with their food. And how many we pass through the roads is similar. They don't let you to go out. And what is their food? Rice, little bit rice. And some sauce might be they have done it and they have it in big jars. They spray it over the rice and they give to you. They are living 100, 120 years. And they are very simple people. Whatever you say to them, they believe. Can you find like that in cities? No. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, was invited to a dinner by one of his companion. And that companion, oh, he is inviting Prophet So he has to do the best he can to show his love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He prepared and prepared and prepared for weeks for that moment, that Prophet coming to his house. How much is important for us today? Look how much we are so narrow-minded. We don't invite our Prophet to our homes, means in a spiritual realm. It's better to say, Ya Rabbi, I am making this food for your Prophet, and invite people to eat. But we run to, for fame, we invite some officials, and we go and prepare everything that we can. Is that? And we say, oh, the president coming to my home today. Or the minister. Or the doorkeeper of the president. Also famous. Cannot go to the president without the doorkeeper. What do you think about inviting prophets of Allah? What do you think about inviting all prophets? You're inviting Jesus, you're inviting Moses, you're inviting Abraham, you're inviting Sayyidina Noah. How much people will like that? So he invited Prophet, and he was preparing and preparing and preparing. The day came, and as Prophet coming with his companions, entering and putting his feet inside the door, the man said, Ya Rasulullah, out of happiness, whatever I have prepared, it doesn't give you right, your respect. Means I am short.
Doesn't befit you.
Doesn't befit you. Don't look to my shortcomings in preparing that food. What do you think Prophet did? He pulled back. Stop here. I cannot enter anymore. Ya Sayyid, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet, what I have done, I said, no, I am happy with what you have done, I am happy with what you have said, but I cannot enter. Because you said something that I am seeing all these angels, all these blessings, all these manifestations coming on these favors that Allah gave to you and you are providing us. And you said to me, it's not befit you. As if I am so arrogant that I need more of favor to show me, more of food to show me. That I cannot anymore to eat from that. But Sahaba, my companion, can go inside and eat. I pull back. Consider I entered. And he left with Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, with one of his Khalifa, with his Khalifa, and passing through the district of Medina. And like these tin houses in these remote areas in different countries, passing by one house made out of, might be, the palm trees, what you call that, the branches of the palm trees, they put them together and they make a house. Very hot inside. And a lady came out and said, oh, Ya Rasulullah, you are here? Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are here? I wished that, because my husband is a very old man and very sick, cannot come to see you. And he accepted you as a messenger and believe in you. I wish that he was able to go, but since you are here, please can you come inside and have dinner with us and see my husband. What do you think Prophet did? He said, Ya Abu Bakr, oh my, to his right-hand man, he said, let us go in. They entered. were sitting, and the old man was so happy, the lady was so happy, they are very old, and she invited him for dinner. What was the dinner? Prophet looked and said to his companion, "Eat as much as you can, fill your stomach. This is a blessed food." Although Prophet said, "We are people, we don't eat until we are hungry. And when we are hungry, we don't eat up to the neck. We up full, we eat half full. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ لَا نَأْكُلُ حَتَّى نَجُوعُ وَإِذَا أَكَلْنَا لَا نَشْبَعُ. We are people that we eat until when we are hungry we eat. And when we eat, we don't fill it up. Because then it will be sickness." He said to him, "Eat as much as you can this time. I'm letting you to do that. Because this is a blessed food. And I'm eating as much as I can." So what was the food? A dry bread, very dry, like we put to people for eating iftar, some of this bread, and with mint and za'atar in it, rosemary. They don't eat it. They send it back. What they want for iftar? Samosa with meat. That goes first. The other one, the bread with rosemary on it and olive oil on it. What is this? Send it back. Who is going to eat? We take it back. We send it next day. No one touch it. Now these ladies are saying they don't want to serve it. I said, tonight you don't serve except from it. Give them a lesson. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
They don't eat it.
No.
They send it back. They eat meat, and they eat pie meat, and cheese meat, and cheese pie. That's it. What they were eating, Prophet and Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. It was dry, very dry. So I didn't continue. The third day, we give the bread, they don't take. Then we have to give it to the chickens. They don't eat it. It becomes very dry. This time I'm going to put it with water. So they put the water, put it inside the water and eat it. So what Prophet was eating? A dry bread, water and salt. That's it. Put the bread inside the water, make it soft, and take it from the water, put it on the salt. It was rock salt even, not salt that we have today. And eat the bread. And when they choke here, they drink water. Now we are eating bread that you never get shocked with it. In old times, there was no such mills like today. They can grind the wheat to zero. So it was eating bread, salt, and water. And that's how you have to teach yourself and teach your ego that you cannot always be nagging for everything. These people in the village, they are happy with their life. The people in the Stone Age were happy in their lives. I was giving a presentation in England, and I was speaking about modernity in the Academy, University of Prince Charles Academy. And after 2 months, 3 months, we received a call that Prince Charles is interested in that presentation and he wants to meet with me. I didn't say anything. I spoke about modernity. Because people, they think modernity is civilization. No, modernity is goes with its time. In every time, there is a modernity for those people. In Stone Age, it was a modernity for them, better than the age that was before them, cavemen, because they had hammers from stone. The one before them, they didn't have hammer even. So for them, hammer is like a computer today, might be. So it is a modernity for them. It's a civilization for them. And all the way like that, till today. So these village people, when they eat rice and that sauce, they are very happy. They are simple people. So our tickets to La ilaha illallah, to that passport, to take us to the safety, shore of safety, is to be humble, accept everything. If Allah gives you, you say, thank you, O my Lord. If Allah tests you, thank you, O my Lord. Don't nag, don't complain. He doesn't like complaining. Are you sleeping without food? Why you have to complain? People come and they are complaining. Oh, too many, too much. Go look at these people who are dying in Africa from hunger. To claim that you say La ilaha illallah, you have that valid passport, you have to show good examples. And what are the good examples? Is imtithal al-amr. You have to be accepting the orders that comes from heavens to you. You cannot say, no, I don't accept. It's up to you how much you know. If you are a village person, your mind is according to a village person. If you are a city person, according to your city. Whatever good to you, you do it. Whatever is bad, whatever good you say, oh, that is good, you do it. What is bad, you don't do it. Like drinking, smoking. People now, do they smoke? They stopped. You come to Western countries, see people not smoking as before. You go to third world countries, oh. Still they are smoking like a chimney. And if they don't smoke, they think they are out of time. Démodé in French. What's in English? Backward? Means people who are not civilized. If you are civilized, you have to smoke well. And when you smoke, you have to blow out well. Because when you smoke in... Yeah, there are lessons. They give you lessons. You can see the smoke comes in circles. And everyone knows smoking is bad. So if you say to yourself, smoking is bad, why are you smoking? So anything that you, this is an example, so anything that you feel it's bad, leave it. Anything you feel it's good, you go for it. And you have to be patient on whatever affliction comes and try to solve it slowly. Don't show yourself that you are so much worried when you face an enemy. What's that, an enemy? It's not in a war. We are not in a war. An enemy means if you face an obstacle, you create from that obstacle an enemy to you if you are psychologically going to say, oh, I am worried about it. I cannot face it. When you say, I cannot face it, it's too much, that's become enemy. It will kill you. No, you have to keep your self strong, your personality strong. By this way, you can overcome all these obstacles. Or else, they will invade you and they will kill you and they finish you. That is ego. Ego always afraid from any obstacle. But if you press it and press it and try to overcome that fear within you, then that enemy disappears. That obstacle will disappear. That's why in some medicine, in some patients, you teach them to build up their personality, to build a defensive block or fence, and make you to overcome your sickness through your meditation. That this enemy doesn't mean anything to me, I will overcome it. Then you will see that will disappear slowly, slowly it will go. An example, I have my sister, may Allah bless her soul. She had a cancer, she's a doctor. She went to our grandchef in the late 70s, first early 80s. And he said to Maulana Sheikh Nazim, and he said to her, don't go ahead with all these, she has a cancer, with all these medicines. You can overcome it with meditation, with building up your defensive system in yourself and overcome that sickness. She's a doctor and her husband is a doctor. She went for operation. After some years she died. My auntie, which was older than her, my sister died in her 40s, late 40s. My auntie, same, she went to Grand Sheikh, that was in the 70s. And she was supposed to go on operation to take that cancer out. We went to Grand Sheikh and we told him, he said, oh no, don't let her to do that operation. If she listen to me and take onion juice and build up her personality to overcome the sickness, I will guarantee her 30 years more of age. So we are very young. We were so much in love with Grand Sheikh and our Maulana Sheikh Nazim, so we want to push that forward. We went to the hospital and we steal my auntie from her bed. We took her out at night. No one knew, for not to make an operation next day. She was happy. And she died 30 years after what Grand Sheikh said. She died at age of 80. 80, 85. There are many people who they come with sickness, big sickness like cancer, and they follow that system, that classical traditional medicine, they are cured. So what I want to say is that try to save yourself by overcoming your shortcomings. That's the word I was waiting from you before. Don't fear, don't make the obstacle enemy to you. Go ahead for it, and you say, it is solved. All this comes through belief and submission to La ilaha illallah, to that passport that takes you to the safety shore. We'll continue this later. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmatul fatiha. And now we come to the part that going to be the tiring part. to make hadra.